The BBC in Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
Okay, joining me now is Peter Old. He's from the Christchurch in Ware. Peter, a very good afternoon to you.
Thank you, Justin, for asking me on the show.
It's a pleasure. Now, you describe yourself as post-gay. Tell us more about that, Peter.
Oh, Craggy, how long have you got? Very simply, I used to identify as homosexual, and now I don't. I'm actually married with kids, and I've just seen a journey of myself over the last 15 years, and now I do a lot of work with men and women who come to me wanting to talk about all kinds of issues around their sexual identity.
So what you're saying there, in a nutshell, is that you can cure them, is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that, actually. I'm not a counsellor or a therapist or a psychoanalyst. I'm a Church of England priest. And for me, it wasn't being cured. It was just a gradual journey over time, discovering things about myself and finding that I changed as I dealt with them.
So do you think that homophobia still exists in our society then, Peter?
Well, I was listening to all of Neil's, what he said to you, and I think the answer has to be yes. I mean, you know, when you hear how he was treated, it says to you homophobia still exists. But I was really intrigued by the email that you read out straight after Neil, because I think that gets straight to the point of what homophobia is and isn't. I think homophobia is very definitely a fear of homosexual people, which leads to the kind of situation that Neil had. But at the same time, I know plenty of men and women who are Christians who really do not hate homosexuals. And I know it's a cliche, but have homosexual friends and would never want these kind of things to happen and would actually fight against them, and yet have a very conservative view of sexual and what you should do. And to call that homophobia, I think that's the real issue today. Everybody agrees beating somebody up for being gay is just wrong. But is holding a religious position on sexual behaviour homophobic? That's the real question, I think, for you today.
Let's just look at your personal story. So you were gay, now you're straight.
Yes, kind of.
Okay, so let's just compare the two. Did people treat you differently when you were gay compared to being straight? Did you have people treating you in a negative way, let's say?
Well, I was never really out. I came out to myself and then went through this kind of long process of self-discovery. But I wasn't exclusively homosexual in my attractions and feelings. I have noticed to my sadness that people have treated me differently when they've assumed for want of a better word that I was straight, or when they've actually heard part of my story. And suddenly attitudes change, and I just find that sad, really.
I've got an email here which is coming from John in Milton Keynes,
right.
And I have to say, Peter, that this is absolutely horrendous, this one. It says, if I found out my son was gay, he would no longer be welcome in my home, and I would never want to speak to him again. It is disgusting. It is unnatural. Homophobia is still strong and will remain strong. We need homophobia to keep these people off the streets. I mean, what do you make of emails like that that are coming in?
Well, I'll pray for him tonight. I think the Christian understanding of sex and sexual identity is this: it's nothing to do with your orientation. So someone can be gay and that you know, in terms of who that they're attracted to, but that isn't even vaguely a problem. The real issue in the Bible is sexual behavior. So to say to somebody, you know, I'm going to disown you just because you're attracted to people of the same sex, is just wrong. When people disown people because they go into a gay relationship, I mean, why? Why do you want to stop talking to somebody just because they choose to do something different than you do, even if you think it's wrong?
Peter, I think you've raised some very interesting points. Thank you very much indeed for your time this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Justin.
That's Peter Old. He's from the Christchurch in Ware. I've got a text which is...